Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Hello, this is Mary. Today is a good day to celebrate William Bowen, a Quaker who lived in New Jersey until 1824. William Bowen, although born into slavery in New Jersey, committed himself as a young man to following his new master, Jesus Christ. William was manumitted around 1773 and applied for membership in the Mount Holly meeting. His request was denied, despite the support of his friend, John Woolman. William continued to live as a friend throughout his life. He dressed in the plain style and was known for his truthfulness in speech and deed. An account of his life emphasizes that, quote, William Bowen believed in Christ as the Prince of Peace, and that those who professed to be Christians and lived in his peaceable spirit could have nothing to do with war in any shape. He therefore had a testimony to bear against the spirit of war and the love of money that stands in connection with it. Unquote. It was not until 1814 that the Mount Holly meeting accepted William Bowen into membership. He lived 10 more years, dying in 1824. His story, meticulously researched, is one of hundreds told in Fit for Freedom, Not for Friendship, written as a labor of love and justice by 21st century friends Vanessa July and Donna McDaniel. This book, published in 2009, challenges the view that the Society of Friends has always been united against racism. Friends all over the country are reading and studying this book, and it has ignited a renewed commitment to dismantling racism within the Society of Friends and within our wider society. Study guides based on Fit for Freedom are available through Friends General Conference, which also supports the Ministry on Racism, an ongoing effort to address the concerns raised by Fit for Freedom. William Bowen, quoted by Vanessa July and Donna McDaniel, described his way of life in these simple terms: I am endeavoring to follow the footsteps of Christ. May we find in his testimony encouragement and hope. When thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.